All right, that's Luke Lewis. He's John Gibbs. He's Connor Watson. I'm Andrew Moore. Louis and I were at Stadium Australia last night calling an absolutely entertaining, thrilling game of rugby league, with the caveat being that the shocking injury to Corey had a weird nighter, and we've played Corey's response this morning a couple of times, and that's fabulous. But would have been a shock for the players, and yet they still produced a great last 10 minutes of that game, as they had done for the opening 66 minutes before Corey was injured. And we've been singing the praises of their hooker, Zach Woolford, who's joining us on the line now. Zach, how are you doing?
Hey, good, thanks, boys. How are you?
Mate, really good. Thanks for joining us this afternoon after a terrific win. It was a great game of footy, but that was horrific, wasn't it, when Corey went down? So good to hear him and seeing him on social media today, because that looks scary.
Yeah, look, mate, it's obviously not something that you ever want to see on a footy field. And, you know, the boys were pretty rattled when it first happened. But, you know, once the medical staff and that told us that, you know, he was conscious and responding, that obviously, you know, we felt a little bit better about once we heard that that news. Because, yeah, like I said, it's not something I've ever seen before on the field, and I'd prefer not to ever see it again either.
Yeah, Zach, Louie and I were saying in commentary, and obviously the entire mood of the day comes down to being purely concerned about one person's health, and you're thinking about his family and his friends. And I asked Louie, you know, seeing you guys hanging out on the field there, both your teammates and South Sydney, for 10 to 15 minutes, and Michael Carayannis reported that Ricky, who'd come down to the sideline, called Josh over and asked how you guys were doing. How is it? How do you? Obviously, you're so concerned about your mate, and you've still got 14 minutes to go of a tight game. What's that 10 or 12 minutes like while you're just standing around waiting?
It's a weird one. Like, you, at first, we were questioning whether, like, the game was even going to go on. Like, we were, when it first happened, I thought he might need an ambulance or something. And, like, once something like that happens, you just don't know how long it's going to take for them to stabilise him. Or, you know, thank God for us that he was okay. But, like, we've obviously seen worse happen in the NFL and stuff last year. So you just don't really know. Like, you just don't know what to expect. Like, you can't really prepare for anything like that. And it's obviously very scary. So, you know, we're very lucky that Corey's all right. And, you know, he's out of hospital and stuff today. Obviously, he's going to need to get a lot more tests done. But, you know, touch wood, he's going to be okay. And, yeah, we obviously came away with a win too. But that didn't really matter at the time.
No, but in terms of that, bearing in mind that Corey spoke, and it was so good to see him on the Canberra social media site just before we went to air, it was such a great game of footy. What's it like when you're dummy half and your forwards get on a roll like they did, particularly in that first half? Big Papa and Tarpany and Corey Horsburgh, the whole way through. That must be a joy for a hooker.
Yeah, look, I'm very lucky. There's a lot of hookers in the competition that'd like to be in my position, I'd reckon. And fortunately enough for me, it happens more often than not. They're, you know, especially those two big boys, and obviously Red's fallen the lead this year and he's really stepped up. But, you know, they just do it week in, week out, and you just know they're always going to show up and do that, lay that good platform for you. So it makes my job a hell of a lot easier, that's for sure.
Zach, mate, talk me through your, you know, pre-season, I suppose, this year. It must have been a huge pre-season. You put a lot of work into your game and you're playing some outstanding football. What's been the key for you?
Probably just getting a full pre-season in, mate. I was obviously part-time for a couple of years beforehand, and when I got to the club in the middle of last year, I was, coming off not a whole lot of training, so I was kind of learning on the fly. So, you know, just being back in the professional environment and training every day and just being able to constantly work on my game and just things outside of footy has probably really, really helped me out. And, you know, I've got a... I'm a lot more settled off the field now too, which helps me a lot. So, it's just a really good place for... I'm just in a good place down here where I can focus on my footy, and it's showing this year.
Mate, the next couple of weeks, you've got a pretty exciting and a big game coming up. Obviously, Canberra v the Warriors. It looks like it's going to be Jared Croker's 300. How are you guys feeling about that? I know you got a game before that, and I'd like to see him play before that. But if it is his 300th down there, how do you think he's going to celebrate it?
Yeah, look, we've obviously got this week to worry about first, but, you know, when we do get to that, it's obviously going to be a massive event. He's only the second person to ever do it in club history, and it's going to be a very important day for the club, and we're going into a bye after that too, so if we put on a good performance, who knows what could happen.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're sounding like your old man now, Zach.
Yeah, I know. It's coming out of me. I'm very excited, especially for Jared. He's such a good bloke, and ever since I got down here, he's just been really good to me and a lot of the young boys that are new to the club. So he deserves it so much, and it's going to be something. I'll be very grateful that I'm going to be a part of it.
It's not like you to get excited, Germ. It's
you know what hey, I'm like, mate.
Yes, I know too well. Hey, I just want to talk to you about, I guess, your journey over the last couple of years. A lot of people might not know this, but a few years ago you were playing for East Rugby down in sort of the eastern suburbs of Sydney, and then, you know, had a crack back in the New South Wales Cup again a couple of years ago, and then now you're living your childhood dream playing for your dad's old side. How's the last couple of years been for you?
Mate, been a roller coaster. Like you said, I went and played a year of East Rugby just because with COVID and stuff, New South Wales Cup got canned and there was nothing else to do, and I had a few mates down there, so went and had a run around and really enjoyed that, and went back to Newtown when New South Wales Cup resumed. And you know, that's they're a really good bunch of people down at Newtown. Like, they just simplified the game for me and just kind of got me back on the right track. Like Greg Maddison, he was the head coach there at the time, and I can't thank him enough for what he's done for me. Matto, just getting me back on the straight and narrow, and then obviously getting a chance to come back to the team I supported growing up was just, like you said, mate, it was a dream. And, you know, I've got to pinch myself every time I'm running out to play in the green jersey. It's, something that I love doing and I want to keep doing for a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, you're having a massive impact on how the team's gone over the last couple of years. Like, you go in at Magic Round last year, he's going a great run, and then again this year after sort of Denny Hertz's face, I think it was, then you guys start playing some really good footy. How have you found this year? Like, are you really enjoying your footy?
Yeah, mate, loving it. Like I said before, it's a really good team to play in, and obviously I'm behind a very good pack, and, you know, I've got a good little combination going on with your little mate Tommy. We play very different styles of footy, but, you know, every week's different, and more often than not, one game will suit one of us more than the other one, and we just roll with that, and it's really started to show the last few weeks, and hopefully we can just keep stringing wins together.
And, speaking of Tommy, he's telling me that you've still been throwing tantrums over some Yuka games, is that right?
Well, mate, when he continually keeps cheating, what am I supposed to do? He's still that little bloke. He wants to bung on the act that we're playing for some money, and then he's coming out and holding on to his bowers and playing every whatever card he wants, whenever he wants. He's kidding himself, that bloke.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's like, mate.
Well, I think we've heard just from this a little snippet, Zach. We know that you're a great competitor like your dad was. Just on that, is there much banter about the fact that you've played 25 games and haven't scored a try yet? And your dad was a pretty frequent try scorer. I think he scored 36 or so in his career.
Look, mate, I'm getting enough about that at home. I don't need you on your case as well.
Great call. And good correction too, Zach.
So we talk about Alex Twol, obviously, and you're a long way behind him. You're in your infancy of your first grade career compared to Alex, but he's up to 113, 114 now. You're only 25.
What are you trying to do
to
them,
I want to know. I want to know whether he thinks about... because Jared Croker last night was supposed to throw the ball to Tommy to Jack White, and he threw it to Tommy.
Mate, look...
That could have been you.
On my case. Dad's is on my case. I know, mate. I know. There was a game last year. It might have been my 10th or 11th game, and me and Tommy are on the field at the same time, and he's made a little line break, and I've just loomed up on the inside. I've got a new beauty. He's my first try, and he's played outside to Corey. I'd never forgive him for that.
This is someone who doesn't think about it. So that's good that you might score it in Jared's 300. That would be so. You might spoil the party.
Don't worry, Zach. When you get your first, mate, they'll flow. You'll be sweet.
Thank you. I bloody hope so, mate, because I'm on a long, long, long run of here.
What about for East Rugby? Did you cross for any five-pointers then?
Mate, see, rugby, no dramas. I was playing out of centres, mate. I was scoring tries all the time.
Hang on, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Zach, I've just seen a short line dropout here in the New South Wales Cup from Blacktown. It has gone, and I didn't even know that this was possible, backwards.
Yep.
It's a short line dropout that's ended up bouncing in the in-goal area.
It must be windy up there like it is down here, mate. No good.
It's not even windy.
Did it even go through the post? Or did it go straight behind it?
No, it went sideways and backwards. It's the most extraordinarily bad thing. I challenge him to do that again. I don't think anyone could do it. Anyway, you were scoring tries for free in East Rugby, were you?
Yeah, mate. There were no drama scoring tries there. I thought I'd come back to league and it would just follow suit, but that has not happened. Mate, I haven't scored a try in nearly 2 years, honestly. I don't know where I'm going wrong, but I've got to get one somewhere.
Well, if you go back to rugby, you might be matching up in the centres against Joseph Swali.
Nah, look, I'll give that a strong pass, mate. My rugby days are over.
Good. Well, mate, you're playing so well. It's terrific to see. And with Tom coming on the bench, and even if you're both on the field together, it just seems to be gelling. And that forward pack is, at its best, one of the elite in the competition. Great to see Canberra bounce back after a disappointing effort the previous Sunday at home, and you've got the West Tigers at Campbelltown Stadium on Friday night, Zach. So good luck with that. We'll be calling that game, and we'll be calling, no doubt, your first try.
Thank you very much, boys. I appreciate it. Fingers crossed.
Even if we've got the last 10 years, we'll get there for it. Don't worry.
I'll help you out, Zach.